Jackie, thank you for joining us.
That's my pleasure.
So, Jackie, what is tapping?
So tapping is stimulating, and we do it by using our fingers tapping certain points on our face and our body, which are related to the acupuncture point. So if you're aware of acupuncture, it's an ancient Chinese medicine theory that states that we have something called meridians in our body, and that negative experiences create blocks in that energy system. So while tuning into whatever's bothering you, and you're absolutely right, anxiety is huge. You know, I've seen it increase significantly in my career. So if you tune into what's worrying you, what's bothering you, the negative voice going on in your head, and at the same time you simultaneously stimulate those points, what it can do is release the energy that's stored in your body, and so you feel a physical release, but also you feel your thoughts clear as well. It's a beautiful little tool. I've been using it and teaching it for 20 years this year.
Oh, wow. So, okay, so it's not new to you, but it's going to be new to the rest of us.
It's getting more and more mainstream, which is great. And yeah, it had been around for probably about 10 years before I became aware of it. And it kind of came about by accident. A therapist was studying Chinese medicine, and his client reported that when she felt fearful, she had a fear of water, and when she felt fearful, she reported a sick feeling in her stomach. And I can relate to that. When I feel nervous, I certainly hold my emotions in my tummy. Some people hold them in different areas of their body, like their throat or their head or their chest.
Yep.
Our bodies react to situations. And so he just got her to tap along to a point that he knew related to the stomach meridian, and reported great relief in her phobia. And so that's kind of how it started.
Wow.
And evolved from there.
And can it be used across all, like who can employ it? Is it something young, old?
Absolutely. Anyone. I've got two children and they've been tapped since they were born.
Oh.
Because you hold everything in your body, and children are wonderful because they haven't built up, you know, critical thought patterns and resistance to change, and so they're super fast to release any anxieties going on for them, whereas adults take a little bit more work.
Yeah, right. And is it quite immediate, or is it sort of you need to tap, say I'm tapping the inside of my wrist to release anxiety over something. Is it something I do it for 30 seconds, or I need to do it for minutes?
Look, that's a great question, and it really varies. So in my personal experience, sometimes I'll get this almost like a light switch feeling and it's just gone. And other times, if it's a deeper root or if there's more aspects to the situation that's bothering me, I might need to tap for a bit longer. As a general rule, when I teach my clients tapping, I encourage them to do probably between 5 and 10 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And that's more or less just to get their body used to it as well. Because I've been doing it for so long, I think that's why sometimes the effect is more immediate for me. I don't know if that's true. That's just sort of what I've surmised over the years. But it's a very safe technique. So anyone that wants to try it out can for themselves. If any therapists are interested, then they need to do a bit more training in it to really get an understanding. But
it's non-invasive. There's no medical. You're in control of it. It sounds actually like a great technique that could be taught in schools.
Absolutely. That's one of my goals.
I've
done it with a couple of classes, but I just think, you know, the earlier you learn it, the better, because life's always going to throw challenges our way. We can't keep that out. That's called growth and learning and understanding. And we don't want to not experience anxiety, because it's a messenger system for our bodies. It tells us that something's not right, or we need to be aware of something in a situation. So we don't want to stop the experience of anxiety or anger or any of the emotions. But when they get stuck, that's when they can be troubling for people. And particularly with anxiety, it can set up a pattern. And so if you have a scary experience, let's just say public speaking or whatever, then that memory gets stored in your body. And so the next time you speak publicly, you may experience a heightened feeling of anxiety that's not related to that situation but to the past. And so it really can be a pattern interrupt for those sort of experiences too.
Yeah, wonderful. I think that's a really great point you make about not trying to block or stop the feelings or emotions that we have, but actually listening to them and managing them. I think that's I think we can fall into this trap of wanting to not experience the emotion. And like you say, it's a great messaging system of our body and how we're feeling. And that's really important. Jackie, thank you so much for your time this morning, tapping. I'm sure a lot of our listeners will look into that.
I really hope they do. Yeah. I see it as a tool for life.
Yeah, and so, good luck with the school classes.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Bye.